Virtually all the supervisors want more flexibility to designate early voting hours and locations, and nearly all said the ballot was too long. But in Palm Beach County, there were other problems as well. Printing error left thousands of ballots misaligned. Election workers scrambled to copy votes onto new ballots and feed them into high-speed tabulation machines. Palm Beach Elections Supervisor Susan Booker said the printer had printed the wrong ballots, forcing her office to duplicate 25,000 front pages and hire extra workers. She said it's time for the state to hold vendors accountable.
So that if these companies that make a lot of money off of the election process are providing errors, that they be held accountable, that they be some financial penalties, and if necessary, that they be decertified so that we, the supervisors, do not take the brunt for their errors.
In St. Lucie County, there were 2 weeks of delays before the hard-fought congressional race between Alan West and Patrick Murphy was settled. Voting machine memory cards failed at least 4 times. St. Lucie Elections Supervisor Gertrude Walker told lawmakers the vendor could not provide new memory cards, so she had to settle for refurbished ones.
I purchased 40 refurbished memory cards from Dominion Voting Systems at a cost of $7,200. Of the 40 cards, 10 failed during the tabulation process.
St. Lucie County was the only Florida county that didn't report accurate results before the state deadline. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.